the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. Welcome to Saturday. Boy, we've got a high surf advisory up for the north and the west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, and Oahu, and the high surf advisory for the north facing shores of Molokai and Maui in there as well. I don't know why they put that in separate categories. It seems like the same thing. It's going to be sunny this morning, but we'll have partly cloudy, maybe a little bit of rain this afternoon too, and sea breezes in the afternoon. It kind of cools things off and blows those clouds up to the mountains. It'll be a lovely day to play a round of golf today. It's going to be fabulous because it's not going to be really, really hot. Highs expected to be about 77 to 82, depending where you are. Of course, if you're on the Big Island right now, up Volcano, it's 44 degrees, and you could play around at 10-12. It'll probably warm up by then. Hapuna has a 10-52, Makalei 11-32, on Kauai, Sakai family and the Cooper's accounting group going out at Poipu. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Have a great day. Puakea has a 10-20. Ko'olina has an 11-36. Luana Hills has a 9-36 and a 12-52. And at McKenna, there is an 8-48. Have a great time and just have fun. It's the most important thing that you do today. If you're on the golf course and it's not working out for you, hey, chalk it up. Enjoy the view. Thank you to our sponsors for making the show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Seriously, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Get into their indoor, the endless pool. I mean, if you've got any kind of rehab going on for a shoulder or a hip or whatever it is, you've been hurt in an accident with an accident in a car or on the job or just something happened while you were playing, go to Moon Physical Therapy. They'll put y'all back together again. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether you need protection or you want to join the Star Team. Star Protection. That's what you need. And Poipu Golf Course. Call 742-8711. 742-8711. The special values and the packages that are available at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. It's open with all those brand new beautiful greens. After that 8-month green replacement, they shut down.
Our guest this morning, Steve DiMeglio, covers golf for USA Today. And we're going to meet the entire team of OC16 golfing through Oliver Sackett, Lene Berry, Matthew Robinson, KJ Kessler, MP Shields. I always like saying that because it's like from England, you know, the MP. He's an author. Invite yourself to the party. And he's over in Florida enjoying the weather there. Now, let's get to weather. And good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. Didn't you just end up in Washington, D.C. from Phoenix?
I was scheduled, you know, only for the first day of the Phoenix Open, and we're back Friday to Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Friday morning, I woke up in Phoenix, and it was 19 degrees in Phoenix. I haven't been that cold on a golf course since the 2008 or 2007 British Open. And thankfully, there was no wind, or it would have. I don't think they would have played if there had been any wind. I mean, with the little wind, taking the wind chill factor down into the 30s, when the tournament did finally start on Thursday, it was unbelievable. I mean, the temperatures were telling you were going to freeze. The sun was saying, well, you can at least think you're warm because it was sunny skies. And it was just frost away. And
unfortunately,
frost away Sunday.
You got to explain that it's not just a frost delay. The greens were frozen.
Oh yeah, I mean caddies are telling me there was ice, built up ice, 1 inch thick on some of the fairways. The course was absolutely frozen Wednesday because they couldn't even play the pro am on Wednesday. Then it got colder Thursday, and finally the 11th green was the one they were all waiting for, and finally mid-morning Thursday that said, ooh, the 11th green is finally starting to thaw.
So, over here we were using, for the Sony Open, we were using the sucking mechanisms to get the water. I want the pumps, yeah, and I, what I wanted to, hair dryers, going out there with blow dryers to warm up the greens.
I think you could do that with the fairways, but with the greens, you know, that grass is already so minute, so tiny, and it's been frozen, and then it thawed, then it was frozen again, then it thawed. And, you know, the fear was that they could burn, so they couldn't cover them at night, and it's the way it is. I mean, it's a unique weather pattern that passed through Phoenix, and unfortunately, Sunday morning they'll have another frost delay, and I think they knew that, and that's why they decided we have to go to Monday, and so they will have a Monday finish. But when you guys turn on the TV, I would imagine what you'll see is 60 and 70 degrees, and you won't believe that there was a frost delay in Phoenix. But that's what you're going to see today and tomorrow and Monday.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, that, you know, Slugger White has been brought out to the forefront. We're starting to know him from the Sony and from all the different weather situations that he's had to make decisions about with the PGA Tour, about what, how to finish an event. What are we going to do? We got the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. And he was asked, like, so you're going to go up against the Super Bowl? He basically said, yeah, of course. You know, he said, is there a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And he said absolutely no consideration was given to that. What they're doing is they're playing a golf. They're doing a golf tournament, waste management. And the waste management people are number one in Phoenix right now.
Oh, absolutely. And Slugger, you brought up Slugger's name. Slugger can't remember in his 30 years on the PGA Tour ever losing a day to cold for the Pro-Am. So this is, if people want to know how weird this is, that's pretty shocking. He can't recall it ever not playing a day of golf because of the cold. And it wiped out the entire Pro-Am. So it's just one of those weird times of being.
Yeah, well, it was weird in Hawaii. It wiped out our Pro-Am. Two Pro-Ams in the first month, 2 months, almost, I mean, 5 weeks.
fortunately, they won't wipe out probably one of the best Pro-Ams in golf on PGA Tour, which is next week's Pebble Beach Pro-Am. They're expected to get 65 and 70 every single day, so
beautiful.
Hopefully that will hold.
Okay, Mark Wilson won the Sony, and here he is in the lead at the Phoenix. You know, this is interesting that he's kind of gotten accustomed to these delays.
Well, I think what you see with Mark Wilson is what you get on the golf course. Nothing bothers the guy. He's not flashy. He doesn't do crazy stuff. He is just methodical. He is a grindstone, knows he's a grindstone type of player. And he has a temperament that, you know, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and I think that helps with the delays, whether it be water like you had in Hawaii or the ice and the cold here in Phoenix. Hits a lot of fairways, hits a lot of greens, and I just don't think anything bothers or anything throws this guy off, and I think he'll be right there at the end in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's great. And then, now, the other fellow we've probably not heard that much about, his nickname is Two Gloves. He plays with Two Gloves, Tommy Gainey,
yeah. He gained fame on the Golf Channel show, Big Break. And for some reason, he's always worn Two Gloves. So, you know, some people in Phoenix, I would imagine, who don't know Tom would say, see, it's so cold he's wearing Two Gloves. But that's, he's been doing that for 20 years. And so I don't know if he had an advantage. He's just used to it. And the other guys are just used to, you know, take the shot with the bare hand and then put it in your pocket to warm it up between the next shot. So,
yeah.
He's playing great golf.
Yeah, he is. I mean, but he said his hands were still cold.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I'll tell you, the guy I've got my eye on is two-time winner J.B. Holmes. I mean, he just eats this golf course up. In Phoenix, it's pretty wide open. And if you do miss fairways, they've got hard pan desert, which isn't bad for the pros. They, you know, some pros like hitting off that hard pan desert. So that makes the fairways even wider, you know, in his mind. And he just bombs it, and He's won it twice, and he's in contention again today.
He certainly is. He's doing good. He's tied for third right now on the 14th. So they've actually finished one round. They're working on the second round. This is Saturday, so they're going to do one. They're going to play until dark tomorrow and then continue on Monday. So they'll finish up then. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk about Jonathan Vegas. I'd like to talk about Jonathan Bird. The playoffs that have, you know, interesting television, and the Tiger factor. Is it a factor? Is the PGA Tour going to do just fine with the television contract negotiations that they're going through in 2012 and starting now, of course, despite the stars not winning? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. You know, Poipu is open after the 8-month closure that we're renovating the greens. Now, the Prince course is going to be closed for 5 months. They're going to do some renovation there as well. They started the bunker project already, built in 1990, or at least opened then. I played it in 1990. It was amazing. Amazing, 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 like God's park. And the view planes were incredible. And it is so difficult to maintain that. We've got a great conference coming up. Larry Gilhooly, I'll talk about him forever because he really taught me a lot. He's a great guy, and he'll be here for this conference that's in March. So you'll want to look for the Aloha Section PGA number in the phone book. Give him a call because you're invited. Anybody can go to this conference. Conference in the morning, then there's going to be a clinic and a pro-am in the afternoon. We're talking with Steve DiMeglio. He works for USA Today, covers golf, travels around the world, writes. Must be tough.
Yeah, it's not bad, I'll tell you that.
You meet a lot of great people, don't you?
It's a good gig. What can I say? You know, I've covered Major League Baseball before I went to the golf beat, and that was a great gig, too. I mean, there are a lot of things I can complain about, but, you know, where I get to go and what I get to do and cover the best people and what they do for a living isn't bad.
Yeah, you know, and it's so easy to see how they get spoiled on those fabulous golf courses that are made so perfect for television and, you know, great events that you get to go to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plus they're driving to those courses in their rental Mercedes or their rental Cadillacs that they don't have to pay for. So, you know,
Life is good. Jonathan Vegas from Venezuela, okay, starts playing what was a broom and rocks?
Oh yeah, and his father was a superintendent, and his father ran a food service business around the golf courses. Johnny, you know, he told me last week, you know, he played baseball, he played tennis, but he just fell in love with golf, and he is the first Venezuelan to be to have a PGA Tour card. It's just fascinating. And you know, there was a time he went to Texas, and he graduated from the University of Texas with a kinesiology degree. That is a tough degree. And this guy, he's got it. And we'll see now. He's had success consecutive weeks. I don't think it'll affect him. I don't think it'll give him a big head. I don't think it'll change who he is. And who he is just, he smiles as much. He'll probably give Phil Mickelson a run for smiles on the PGA Tour this year. And he has a great attitude, a great temperament. He walks slow and carries a big driver.
He's
a perfect temperament. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and he's aggressive when need be on the golf course. He pulls it back when need be on the golf course, and like you talk about, life is good. Life is really good right now for Johnny Vegas.
Yeah. He even got the Venezuelan president to say, "Hey, we've got a hero in golf. This is the guy who hates golf." Now, we've had a lot of great playoffs the beginning of the season. Television ratings up, according to the PGA commissioner. Some people say that, depending on how you read it, they're not really that up. But it's been kind of exciting for maybe the golfer, the core golfer group. But I was listening to that show you were on last week, was it? And one of the guys said, you know, how are we going to make golf exciting? How about putting some hand grenades in the bunkers?
It's just, the core golfer doesn't have any problems with what we've seen this year. I mean, the only unfortunate thing I can think of is the fact that it wasn't on network television. You know, the Golf Channel covered the events in Hawaii, and then they had the Hope. So unfortunately, you know, I've been in hotels that don't get the Golf Channel. I've been in restaurants that don't get the Golf Channel in all my travels around the world. And they don't have as many, you know, their impact isn't as big as network TV.
Uh-huh.
Network TV last week had a great finish, though, last week. I mean, if you want drama, you know, Bones goes and tends the flag for Mickelson, who has to fill it out, you know.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It was great. I mean, he does it 12 to 14 times. He hits the flag stick 12 to 14 times a year. And Phil just said that the stick does not help you. So that's why he tended to. A lot of people thought he was not dogging it, but he wasn't. I mean, Bones told about a time at the International when Mickelson had him tend the flag on the 17th hole, and Phil was like 60 yards away, and he jarred it. And he insisted the flag had been in there, it wouldn't have gone in. So, but there has been a lot of good TV, and Tiger's only played one tournament. So that bodes well for the PGA Tour, and I think that bodes well for the core golfer who wants to see, he just wants to see great golf. And they've seen great golf from Jonathan Bird through Mark Wilson through Johnny Vegas through Bubba Watkins. And I can't believe Phoenix is going to be anything but non-boring. I think it's just going to be fantastic this week. Next week you get Pebble. So the year's starting off pretty good for the PGA Tour, even if Tiger's only played one event.
Uh-huh, and not done that well. Does it matter?
It matters a little bit, but I don't know how much. I mean, you know, until I became the golf writer at USA Today in 2007, I had never written a sports story about TV ratings. And for some reason, golf, I'm writing about TV ratings almost all, you know, a lot of times. And I don't get it, but what I've heard Tim Finchem say over and over and over and over again is the core audience who's going to be there whether Tiger's there or not, whether Tiger's winning or not, is strong and solid. It's that peripheral audience. It's the audience that takes viewership up to 3 million from 2.5 million or to 4 million from 3 million. And those are the people that come on because, oh, Tiger's in contention. Well, you know, that does make it better, but it isn't the core argument as far as Tim Finchem.
Uh-huh. Okay, so in other words, that audience is like just the whipped cream that you really don't need. Because the core audience is the one with the money, the one that's going to go out and buy the stuff that you're advertising, going to satisfy your sponsors.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, most of the golf commercials are cars and high-end cars, golf equipment, high-end golf equipment, vacations, insurance companies, and business companies, and so forth. And that core audience is there. Now, whether or not, you know, if Tiger said, I'm not playing anymore, I don't think they would be able to have purses of $285 million.
Okay, there you go.
For the future. But I don't think they're going to drop drastically. I don't think they'll drop to $150 million. I mean, the European tours, their purses are, I think, are $175 million, $180 million. And Tiger plays there twice. So maybe you find somewhere in the middle of that, 180 to the 280. But if Tiger wins, if he rips off three wins in a row during negotiations, as they're negotiating the new contract right now, I don't think that's going to hurt the PGA Tour. I just don't think it's going to be as drastic as some people believe if Tiger doesn't win and if Tiger isn't Tiger again. I don't think the drop-off is going to be as drastic as some believe.
Especially since now a lot of the golfers who have had this Tigerless period are really stepping up, and there's some interesting storylines developing. People that we didn't know are coming to fore, are getting their opportunity. Dustin Johnson was doing really well with a 64 on day one and shot a 73, so he dropped down. I mean, it'd be nice to see him in the winner's circle. I think one of the headlines and one of the, I can't remember whether it's Golf Week or Golf World, but, you know, is this new generation coming on? Are they going to take over? Because after all, Tiger's 35. He's over the hill.
And Phil Mickelson is 40. But that question popped up to Phil this week, and Phil, as sternly as Phil can be, and it's not very stern, but you can see it, he says, well, I'm not done yet. I'm going to be around for a while, and Tiger's going to be around for a while. So the young generation has to deal with us. You know, Jim Furyk is in his 40s. They still got to deal with him. Retief Goosen's in his 40s. They got to deal with him. Ernie Els is in his 40s. They got to deal with him. But it is a great crop. You know, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Anthony Kim, Ricky Fowler, Rio Ishikawa.
Where has Rio Ishikawa been? It is a great. I meant to check out when he's going to be playing next, but we heard so much about him last year, and he's really been under the radar this Christmas year.
He needed some downtime. You got to remember, he's only 18. Now, he might have turned 19 since the last time I saw him. And he took on an awful lot for a young kid. I mean, and, you know, he's probably got to spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out what to do with a whole lot of money. You know, and just, I think he needed an extended break. We do not know when he will surface in the United States. I would imagine maybe match play. But there's some good tournaments over in Europe. There's some good tournaments in Japan.
Yeah.
I know he's played a couple. I think he's played one in Japan already this year. So we'll see him. I mean, he's not going anywhere. We'll see him for the next 22, 32 years.
That's great. We're going to take our next break, come back, and talk some more. I'd like to ask you, you know, when you are around these golfers, someone suggested that it'd be a good idea to go out on the range and watch the warm-up. You know, the guys practicing, see how much you can learn. I want to ask you what you've learned. How's your game since you started covering golf? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Carlina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Carlina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Carlina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Carlina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but it's fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Carlina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at carlinagolf.com or call the Pro Shop now at 676-5300. Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, before we get to USA Today's Steve DiMiglio's golf tip, we're going to get golf tips from him, plus we need to know who you're going with for the Super Bowl. All right, everybody's going to have to tell us today. That's one of them.
Green Bay, 27-24.
Really? Just like that? Huh?
Yeah. Well, I've been asked about it before. I think you're the third radio show I've had to give the prediction. I just think the Pittsburgh center, the backup center, I think that will play into Green Bay fans, Aaron Rodgers, and the Steve the wide receiver.
Say that. That's going...
I like Green Bay.
Straight for the weakness. No, the desire will pull them through. It's the Steelers.
it certainly could be, but they've got the experience of playing in these big things, so
You're gonna have to growl at Steve. Okay, before we get to your tip, okay, Lee Westwood misses the cut in Cutter. Martin Keimer could go to number one, but he's not playing that well and probably won't. The weather's been bad in the desert, too, by the way, and they're getting rained out in Australia. Poor ladies are down there trying to play, and they can't play because it's raining. You know how the rain has been in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, is it really a big deal for Martin Keimer to be number one at this point in the season?
I really don't. And maybe it's Tiger, because he was there for so long, he diluted the attention of being number one, because it was Tiger and everybody knew that. Because I have never, ever, ever had a 19-hole conversation concerning who's number one in golf. And I don't know if I'm going to this year. It'll be interesting, but I don't think so. It is a monumental achievement for Lee Westwood, and it is. And he talks about how important it was for him to get to number one. Martin Keimer has talked about, if he gets to number one, how important it would be to him. Jim Furyk has as well. It would be important to them, but I don't think it's what drives them. They just want to play good, and if they become number one, then it happens.
Yes.
But I don't think they're on the range going, all right, if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to be number one. If I do this, this, and this, I'm going to be number one. They're on the range. They're on the range. Going, if I do this, this, and this, I'm going to win the tournament. If I do this, this, and this, I'm going to win the tournament.
Hey, if I do this, this, and this, I might get the play this shot right now that I'm playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't you have to be in the moment and not like thinking. You can't think that far ahead in golf.
Right.
It doesn't give you those kind of opportunities. That's
absolutely
the nature of the beast.
It is important. I mean, if Phil Mickelson does get to number one for the first time in his career, that will be celebrated big time in the Mickelson household, believe me.
Okay.
But it's not what's driving him. You know, he wants to win Augusta. He wants to win this week. He wants to win next week. That's what's driving Phil Mickelson.
Absolutely. All right. All right, so you get to hang out and watch all of these guys. I mean, you're there week in, week out. You get to be there. I mean, you get to do stuff that people dream about doing. You know, you're like a rock star.
No.
Okay, so you're like a roadie with the rock star.
That would be closer to the good description.
Okay, so you're the roadie to the rock star, and everybody knows the roadies get, you know, what the rock stars, you know, don't have time for. And now, so you get to be around and you get to watch and have all this information around you. Certainly, do you soak it up for your own game?
Oh, absolutely. I changed the loss on my driver because one little sentence that Tiger Woods said. Tiger Woods said, loss is your friend. And so I always used to think that you needed a 9-degree driver and 8.5-degree driver to hit it longer. Well, I'm not good enough to make use of a 9-degree driver or an 8.5-degree driver. So sacrifice whatever distance you think you could get and hit the easier driver. Loss is your friend. So I have a driver now in that 10.5. Tiger also said, 6 little words, hit the center of the ball. And what that means is you concentrate on making impact in the center of the golf ball as you go through the ball. That will actually help you get through the ball. And that has helped me on the range. And the one single thing that I've picked up more than anything out there is, especially for amateurs, it hurts you when you swing faster. It does you no good to swing out of your shoes because you think you're going to hit it further. Because if you're swinging out of your shoes more times than that, far more times than that, you're not hitting the ball in the proper spot with the club head, with the club face. And that's, you just watch how smooth these guys hit their driver, hit their 5-iron, hit their sand wedges over and over and over and over. And it's a great lasting image for me, and I think it would be for anybody if they could just go watch them on the range. You do not swing hard. Now, granted, you can come up in your mind with Tiger Woods unleashing huge, you know, powerful swings. He doesn't do that all the time. He rarely does it. He does this. Just watch Ernie Els. I mean, Ernie Els, to me, I watch him for 20 minutes. I want to go hit a golf ball because it is so smooth, and there's a carryover effect because your mind, as we see, has seen this repetitive image in front of you, and you can tell you do not have to swing hard to hit the ball.
And we also have to preface this. When I shook Ernie Els' hand at Kapalua, at the Sony, he is a strong. These guys have been doing this a long time. If they hit the ball hard, they have the muscle and body control to pull it off.
Oh yeah,
right.
And he's big. They call him the Big Easy. You know, there's a reason why they call him the Big Easy. He's a big man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you another tip. There's another. A lot of people don't have the proper grip size. I have smaller hands. I have the thinnest grips I can get. There are people with humongous hands that have to have bigger grips. So, you know, there's all these little things that aren't too big. I mean, it's just make golf your friend. It's so simple.
Yes.
And it'll help your game. Hit the center of the ball. So simple. But it helped me on the range, and I think it would help anybody on the range.
Steve DiMiglio, you are awesome. We need to talk again.
Absolutely. No problem.
Have fun. We've got OC16's latest show, the team that's putting together Playing Through. And right now it's Hawaii. Who knows? They could be playing through any place in the world they want to if they wanted to really expand this show. So we're going to take a break and come back to them. They've been listening to your tips, and my entire audience is glued. And they're going to listen to this again on iTunes or at Stitcher Radio on their smartphone, or they can listen online at RadioGolfClub.com. It'll be there forever. Thank you so much for, despite your cold, being here with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Always great to talk golf. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We'll be talking about the 33rd Hawaii Pearl Open this coming week. The Tuesday qualifier starts just after 8 o'clock in the, or 7 o'clock in the morning, actually. 7:10 is the first tee time. Don't let me confuse you. There are a number of Hawaii golfers, including some women, competing for a spot. Amy Koga, Allison Corpuz, Alice Kim. This is the start of the Hawaii golf season. All right, and I'll also give you the winners of the Hilo Invitational that was played at the Waikoloa Kings course. But before I do that, we didn't even get a chance to talk to Steve about, you know, the 16th. Now, this is one event that's not going to have to worry about having, I mean, they make $15 million at that hole every year, just at that hole, in sale of beer. Like I said, they should have put the brewery right there. But in 1999, Tiger Woods made a hole-in-one, practically set off an explosion. This is an arena. This is like a stadium around the par 3, okay? Seriously, a stadium. People in contiguous counties dove under tables. Bedlam prevailed. The sky rained beer. Really, play had to be delayed because the tee was full of beer cups. I'm reading a description from Nothing Major. It's called Gallery Mania. If you want to read a really good, you know, just what it's like at that hole, it's page 92. If you don't have Nothing Major, then you should pick it up, because it's guaranteed to make you laugh and have some fun. Right now, we're going to talk with the kids. They're standing by, and yes, I can hear you just fine. You're coming through just loud and clear. All right, Matthew Robinson, he's the director. Good morning, director.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very good this morning.
Excellent. And we have R.J. Kessler, maybe the most important man there because he makes everybody look good. He is the cinematographer. Good morning, R.J.
You're left.
Hi.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Lene Berry is the co-host. Good morning.
Hey, Danielle. This is Oliver, by the way. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. Oliver, you don't sound like Lene at all. I talked with her yesterday.
Right, we're actually having just a little telecommunication problems here, so we're just getting back dialed in here with Lene.
Okay, great. Well, let me start with you, okay? Oliver, tell us a little bit about your background. You're a golfer. You've taught golf.
Yeah, actually, I've been playing the game for about 20 years now, and I've been fortunate enough to be in the state of Hawaii for about 14 years, and I've played a little bit in Europe and from South Africa originally. And I was had the pleasure to actually work up at Sandalwood, which is known as Kahili.
I love Sandalwood. It's beautiful.
Absolutely, and at the same time also got to work with Matthew Hall at the Turtle Bay for just under a little couple under a couple of years.
Another great course.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, yes. So, whose idea was to create a television show that is called Playing Through that premieres next week on OC16?
Well, the show is actually golfing through Hawaii, and there's a long story behind it, but we'll keep it short and sweet. I truly believe it was just the right place at the right time for everybody to meet. Having the likes of the eye of RJ Kessler, who makes something really look beautiful in Hawaii, look splendid. At the same time, working with Matthew Robinson, the director, incredible workmanship and all his skills involved. And obviously to round it off with Lene Barry as the co-host of the show, that definitely brings a big part of the show, not only for the women, but for guys alike in the golf world.
Yes,
You
each have individual roles, and you're the golf person, the person who's going to teach during the show. Lene will be the person who tells us what we can find that's special at the different courses. But tell me, first of all, how did you meet Matthew and RJ?
Matthew, I'm going to leave that one up to you.
Well, Oliver and I met at a watering hole, believe it or not. I was getting off of work at a television station. I was going in for happy hour, and Oliver was there, and we started talking about golf, and one thing led to another, and you know, he was asking about television and all that, and it was like, hey, you know, let's put together a show. And this started last year, so it's been a long process from all the way last year to what we have now.
And where did RJ come from?
RJ was a student of mine when I was teaching video work. And he had just randomly showed up on the day we were going to shoot, and he wanted to come along. He was all gung-ho about it.
Isn't it funny how, yeah, I did the camera work, you know, carry the camera around, do all the camera work, the editing and that. But you camera people are, you know, when you get the camera on your shoulder and you're walking around doing that, you become committed. There is a sense of absolute need. RJ, am I describing that?
You hit it right on the head, Danielle. I mean, that's exactly how it is. And I don't want to say that I feel empowered or I am more important than the rest of the team, because I know that I'm not. But once you do get a camera in your hands, you're capturing the absolute perfect image, and here in Hawaii, it's really important to do. But yes, it's so empowering to have that camera in your hands.
Plus, but you feel like it's not just empowering, because that would sound like you are. It's more like a need to make it look the best you can, and to capture the moment that you're capturing, and to really get the sense of what's going on. Now, as the director, how do you get, let's say hello first of all to Lene. Good morning, Lene. I heard you laugh. Hi.
Hi.
It's so good to have you on. And
yes, thank you.
We were talking a bit. What the show is going to be like is Oliver is going to be the golf expert.
Yes.
And Lene is going to be the expert who takes us into the pro shop, takes us into the restaurant, takes us into whatever the hotel, if there's a hotel at the course. And maybe, so I asked her, the first thing I want to know is, are you going to go and show us, like, the really intriguing women's styles? Because there are clothing lines that kind of, like, are mini men stuff, and then there are the women who are very, or other men who are very, you know, inspired, and actually, I always look for that clothing line in any pro shop I walk into.
Right, well, definitely the pro shops, it's great that they cater to the lady golfers. And so, you know, what I like to see is I like to see that there's lots of different styles available for the ladies, and that's really important, I think.
Yeah, so if you're a traditional, if you're more comfortable in the traditional whatever, but if you've got a little bit more avant-garde kind of edge to you, there's something there for you, too.
Right, and definitely, you know, feeling good on the green is important. You feel good, you look good, you play good. And so finding something that you can like that's your own personal style is really great. Really,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and when you go into the restaurants, what are you looking for?
You know, looking for something that's unique to that restaurant, showcasing the restaurant in the best light possible, whether it's a food item or, you know, they have a new menu or there's a gorgeous view. Or there's something unique to that restaurant. You know, what's special about this restaurant that that you'll want to go to. So we definitely want to showcase in the best light possible that we can.
If you'd like to see what these wonderful people look like who are going to be the hosts, Oliver and Lene, the co-hosts, on Facebook, it's Golfing Through. You can find it. Just go to Golfing Through, and then you'll... Now, guys, where did you find this beautiful woman?
Matthew?
Well, yeah
Matthew.
Lene was also another student of mine. A lot of people have come through. I've known Lene for a few years, and after a while working with Oliver, we realized that, you know, maybe... like a couple months into it, maybe we could use a female co-host to go along with Oliver, and I think it was one of the best decisions we made.
So
to go through.
They play off one another well?
Oh, yeah. They're a great team on camera. It's great to see them work together.
Do you encourage them to have some fun?
Oh, of course. Every day.
Danielle, also, pardon me, also, as far as our Facebook page, we are having a website being put up, too, but Golfing Through Hawaii is actually the spelling of through is THRU. So
isn't he? He's so. Can you tell he's the teacher? You know, he's so. You're so good at that, Oliver. you really are. Let's ask you for the people who are about to go out to play around, and when let's say you know 90% of us are hackers, but we wish we were better and think we are and assume we're going to go out and just have the best round of the, you know, our lives, because why else would we go? What do you tell people when they're going out to play and they haven't played in a week or maybe a month?
Well, that could be a two-part question there. For the golf show itself, what we're trying to do is showcase the golf course itself. We'll go ahead and play. There's a segment of the show called Oliver Plays One, so that's introducing the golf course itself. Then we go ahead and show a signature golf hole, which is very important, and also show the challenge of the golf course and some of the harder holes. Now, as far as somebody that hasn't played for a while, and we all know this, and to your listeners out there, I think the most important thing is really to go out to the driving range prior to playing golf. And we've all heard this, you know, hundreds of times or whatnot, but it's truly important to go out to the range, stretch a little bit, hit some golf balls, and go out there and just have a good time. That's really it. I mean, weekend warriors is about, you know, enjoying your 4 or 5 hours when you can out on the golf course.
Yes. And what is, I've often heard people say, you know, play what what you're producing that day. So if you're hitting it a little off, then don't try to change yourself, because then you'll be fighting what's happening to you naturally that day.
That's so true, and that's some of the things that I've been teaching for a long time is on the range you'll find out really quickly where you stand for that day. So don't fight the shape. That's what I like to call it. So if you're hitting big cuts that day, go with it. Don't try and change it on the first tee and hit a draw. You know, if you're playing hooks, play with the hooks. Don't try and aim down the left-hand side and play a fade. Just go ahead with the shot of the day.
I like that. Isn't that great? I mean, it makes it so much simpler. You know, you're going to play. You're not going to learn or practice or change. You're going to play, and that's probably the most important thing you can remember. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. We're talking to, when are you debuting your show?
It will be debuting on February 10th on OC16, and that's going to be right after the ORA Championship basketball game.
Ooh, how did you get that spot?
To Matthew.
Matthew!
He works his magic in some ways.
Yeah.
We got it. It's actually going to be, we're going to be one show after. So there'll be the basketball game. There's one other new show, and then we're on right after. So we're looking at anywhere between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Okay. Awesome. Good placement. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to in the golf club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Ko'olina, from the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Ko'olina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Ko'olina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, the 33rd Hawaii Pearl Open is coming up this week, and the Tuesday qualifier is on Tuesday. Correct. Very good, Danielle. But this is the start of the Hawaii golf season. You know, the UA Tilo Intercollegiate at Waikoloa Village will be played soon. The HSGA four-ball golf tournament at Ted Makalena, that's going to be played. The Hilo Invitational just happened already, and I'll have that for you. But we got the Mid-Pack Open and the Jenny K. And so there's lots going on between now and May. Already in the books is the Hilo Invitational. It's the Amari Invitational at the Waikoloa Kings Course. It was played this week, finished yesterday. UH Vulcans and Warriors going up against the 12 teams from the Golf Week Sagarin rankings, the top 12, their top 50, you know, six of the top 10 individuals were there as well, but not Peter Uihlein. A lot of us didn't see him on the roster, okay? So if he was there, he was coaching. He is the U.S. amateur champ. He wasn't on the roster. Oklahoma State, of course, won the event. Team total of 830. His teammate, Kevin Tway, took fifth individual, 205. Texas was second, followed by top-ranked UCLA. Texas's Bobby Hudson and UCLA's Patrick Cantlay tied for second individually. Oregon came in ninth, but the top individual was on Oregon's team. Daniel Yernicke shot a 62, 69, 72 for 203. Hawaii's Sean Maikawa is on that team. He tied for 38th individually. Oregon State was 13th. I mentioned that because David Fink went to Iolani High School, and he's now at Oregon State. He tied for 41. San Francisco came in 14th. Alika Bell was not having a good day, so I'm not going to mention your score, Alika, and because I know you're just going, don't say it. UH Manoa came in 18th, and Hawaii Hilo, UH Hilo, the Vulcans, 20th. But it is such a great event at the Waikoloa Kings Court that they have every year, bringing all those great collegiate players out together. Right now on the show with me are a bunch of great people, and apparently the director is in charge. Matthew pulled everybody together, meeting Oliver in the watering hole.
Matthew Robinson. But we haven't heard much from RJ. And I got, you know, I know, what, you know, having two people and keeping them in the frame of and making sure you're capturing the spontaneity of the moment so it's not too staged, you find yourself having to herd people a little bit?
Well, you know, luckily, Oliver and Lene are professionals, so it's not challenging to get them on mark and ready to go when action is called. So, no, these guys are great. You know, I work with some other people because I have another show that I do. But, you know, again, Lene and Oliver, they're ready to go. They're piled in. And I'm not just saying that. I'm really not. They really do have it together.
You should be on the radio. You've got a great voice.
Well, you know, I've been practicing.
You've been doing your radio voice all morning. I got it. Okay. Now, Matthew is a very strong personality, you've got to be strong because you're a camera person. So, you know, it's just a cameraman. Do you guys edit together?
You know, sometimes we do. And I also work on another show, a women's health show, and so on that show, I do the editing and the directing and stage design and lighting and so forth. So Matt and I, we're able to get together and we collaborate on different shots for the Golfing Through Hawaii show.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
And because people say, you know, we're going into the editing suite, which is, it sounds like it's, you know, this setup for some suite, some lovely area, you could do that on a computer at home or in a corner somewhere. But did the two of you work together? There's an entire article in Golf Week about, it's called the TV edition, about how they put together the Golf Channel program covering. You know, it's just interesting to see the different camera angles and how important the director is and the choosing. But in the end, I would imagine that the person on the camera, at least in my experience, maybe I'm even more pushy than I thought, the camera person has definite ideas of what should be on, especially when you're editing a show together. Golf Channel's live, and their cameraman, director, he's calling for shots. Done that, too. So how do you compromise? Do you guys ever argue?
Well, you know, Matt and I will go back and forth about, and I think there's a way that we relieve tension is, we'll go back about scenarios, and since I'm a pilot as well, and Matt wants to be a pilot, he will say to me, if we were going down and we were the last two people on the plane and we needed to save each other, how would we do that? And so with us being strong personalities, you know, I talk him through the checklist and, you know, I give him the controls and, you know, we safely walk away from the scenario. So that's pretty entertaining, as you can imagine.
Yeah, good analogy of ART.
Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, we had to throw the airplanes in there somewhere.
Of course.
Well, Arnold Palmer took his last flight, so it seems to be an appropriate thing for you to bring up. You know, he decided not to go and be recertified, gave up the keys, and somebody else will be flying, I'm sure. He'll be in the co-pilot seat. I'm absolutely certain of that. It sounds like it's going to be a great show. So, what can we expect? What are the courses you featured so far? Can you give us some previews?
So actually, well, right now we're working on a couple projects with Mr. Rick Castillo up at the King Kamehameha Golf Club and its sister course, Kahili. We're also working on getting over to Lanai and doing a piece at the Challenge at Manali.
Oh, yeah. Go up to Ko'ele. I'm going to stay at Ko'ele. It's beautiful. It's upcountry. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Really, really is. I've got a few rounds under my belt over there, and certainly with the bent grass greens and the carved out fairways, makes it a real joy. Since most of the golf courses in the state basically are just surrounded by kiawe trees. But to continue on, we're going to be actually coming over to Oahu. We're working with Honolulu Country Club and Matt Hall up at Turtle Bay. The courses that we have right now that are going to be airing showing. We have great thanks to give to Walea, the Emerald Golf Course, Walea's Old Blue. At the same time, the Dunes in Maui Lani.
Oh, I love the Dunes. Awesome.
Great Lynx Golf Course up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Certainly a big challenge. We also have El Yer Golf Course that we're doing.
or have done. So we've got quite a few courses under our belt, and we're also going to be working with Ka'anapali, the Royal Course, where they just had the Senior Skins game, and Kapalua, the Plantation Course.
Fabulous. So you've got all these in the can. I love that phrase.
Working with some, and some we have in the can. We've shot Dunes, McKenna, Emerald, Elier. So we're on a roll.
Excellent. Now you were there during the Champion Skins. Wasn't it an amazing? I was talking to Steve DiMeglio earlier about, you know, just being around professional golfers. Now you were with, when I was there, when Arnold was there. It's amazing being around these guys.
It was, and as a golfer myself, not only so much awe-inspiring, but we were actually given an opportunity to have press passes, and we gave a couple interviews, you know, including to the eventual winners, Mr. Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, a great duo.
Defending champions, no less. Yes.
So that's true, a repeat.
Yes.
I mean, when you got Nick Price and, you know, Freddie out there knocking it out, 310, 320.
And Bernard Langer.
Bernard. we're able to chit-chat with Fuzzy Zeller and Ben Crenshaw, too. So it was definitely a great experience to be inside of the ropes and in the interview room and so on.
Yeah. What was it like for you, Lene?
It was great. The energy was great. Just the buzz of the whole event.
They're just regular guys, aren't they?
To see. I'm sorry, what?
They're just regular guys.
They are. They're just regular guys. And
just regular guys.
Great sense of humor. you know, and it's just amazing to see what they can do on the green. It's just, oh my goodness, they actually just did that, you know?
Yes. Did you see Tom Watson sink that winning putt?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Woo! Yeah.
It was amazing. You know, the whole thing was amazing. And, you know, there was a lot of people that were just, that were really excited about the whole event. So it was great. I really enjoyed it.
And I'll tell you what, Danielle, is the turnout at Ka'anapali was phenomenal. I mean, to have that kind of format with eight of the greats that have played the game, I mean, there were thousands of people literally lining up the fairways and behind the greens and behind the tee boxes, and the atmosphere itself, as Lene was saying, was just phenomenal.
Well, Craig Stadler was on the show that week, and he said they had three pro-ams before the event.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, and he said, usually you go and, you know, you do pro-ams, like, oh, another pro-am. This, he said, I didn't mind doing three pro-ams at all. I had a great time.
No, and it goes right back into time. It was perfect timing for all the guys coming back from Hualalai.
Yeah.
You know, finding out there, oh, man, look, all these guys want to come and play the pro-am. Well, we need some more players. And, you know, off on the plane, and here they are.
Okay, this is great. So the show is premiering on OC16. It's on February 10th. That's Thursday. This Thursday, approximately 8:30. Yes. I want to thank all of you for being on the show. You've been a great sport, and you behaved so well. Thank you. Yes, for you. Yes, Matthew Robinson, Lene Berry, R.J. Kessler, and of course Oliver. Is it Saket?
Sake, yes.
Sake. If I say it the way I want to say it in the pronunciation of the sake, as would yes. So it's beautiful. Beautiful having you on the show. I'm looking forward to talking to you again. You should come on again. We'll talk more.
Beautiful. We will, and it's a pleasure. Thanks for having us on the show, Danielle.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Dan.
Aloha. Okay.
Aloha.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. And we'll be back right after this. We've got Michael Patrick Shields and the man who has played all of the top 100 courses, Golf Magazine's top 100. He's played them all. How is that possible? Is he a member of all those places that most of us can't get into? We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. While they're dealing with frost delays and all that stuff over in Phoenix, the ISPS Honda Women's Australian Open is underway in Australia, getting rained out. But Yanni Tseng is in the lead with Jiai Shin right behind. Both of them very strong golfers. Catherine Ho also there at the top of the leaderboard. Great to see. Catherine's going to win real soon, but she's up against them real stiff competition with both Yanni and Jiai. Okay, let's get right to our next guest, Michael Patrick Shields. He's written many books. His most recent is Invite Yourself to the Party. Along with him, Quinton Lutz, GM of the Outpost Club, a network of private clubs that accept public play. They are in Florida. They're not worried one little bit about the weather forecast anywhere else. They're at the Sanctuary Golf Club in Sanibel Island, Florida. Is it beautiful?
Danielle, we're in the only state in the nation that didn't have snow this year so far, which is kind of a trick question. But, yeah, it's sunny, it's 80, and there's not a cloud in the sky. We're having a great time, and it's really nice to connect with you and everybody there in the islands.
So why is it a trick question?
Well, I think if you ask people what state didn't have snow, I think they would immediately think of Hawaii, wouldn't you? But then they forget that there's always snow up there on top of Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, that's right. That's way up there. That's where the Ski Hawaii goes. There's actually a club called Ski Hawaii, and they go up. They take their own. I'm serious. They have these portable ski tow things that they would take up there. They pull themselves up and ski down and pull themselves. You've got to be dedicated to do that. You know that.
Yeah, I would.
So you're having a grand time at the Sanctuary Golf Club, and let's introduce the Outpost Club. Now, I'm not sure. Quinton Lutz, are you the general manager?
I am. Yeah, I'm actually a co-founder. Wonderful to be on your show, by the way. Thank you very much for having me.
Great to
see you. And the Outpost Club is actually the first national golf society in the United States. And we introduced it about a year ago. We've been working on it for 3 years, and just started inviting members in February of last year, of 2010. So it's done remarkably well in a short amount of time.
I was just looking at what you've done. You're a Golf Writers Association of America?
I am. Yeah, I've been a part of the Golf Writers Association for nearly 10 years now. I started as a part of the Golf Writers Association when I was working with Arthur Hills, the golf course architect.
Yeah. You're at an Arthur Hills course right now.
We are, yeah. With one of my favorites, actually. The Sanctuary Golf Club on Sanibel Island is he calls it his island masterpiece, and I couldn't agree more.
It's beautiful, just from what I can see online. It's gorgeous. The ocean right next to it is beautiful color. Is it clear? It's supposed to be a place where you can go shelling, world-renowned shelling.
Well, Sanibel Island is known for its shelling. It's a remarkable spot. It's got a wonderful history. It goes back to Gaspar and the sort of pirate thing. There's rumors that there's buried treasure still on Captiva and Sanibel, and all of Gaspar's sort of pirate treasure is buried
Well, heaven knows if there's buried treasure in one of the bunkers, I probably hit the top of the chest.
Yeah, you wish, Michael. Yeah, I want to take that home with me. Well, there's a good reason to go. Let's go to the let's go to San Manuel. Is it private? Isn't it a private? Is it private?
Yes, it's actually one of the most exclusive courses in Florida. This it really was off the beaten path, off the charts. Nobody really knew about it except for retiring CEOs, and that's the way they wanted it for a very long time.
How did you get Michael in there?
Well, that's a good question.
In the trunk of the car.
We snuck him in.
But Quentin has a knack for doing that. As you mentioned in a previous segment, he's found his way onto the world top 100. He's played every single one of them. And I think, Quentin, wasn't that sort of the way that you got access to those courses? Is that what inspired you to start the Outpost Club so that, you know, regular folk could play private clubs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a couple of things. I mean, that actually took me a very long time. It took me just over 15 years to complete the top 100. I ended up working off of the 2007 Golf Magazine top 100 list and finished it in November of 2007. And it was a remarkable thing. And it did get me thinking about how to do that with members from other clubs and to tie that in. Also, my time in Europe and living in the UK and being exposed to golf societies while living over there certainly had an impact. I just thought it was time to introduce golf society play into the U.S.
Okay, so how does that work? You know, it's a private club. I mean, I don't think we could go to a Wahoo Country Club and pull this off. Do you have any connections in Hawaii to get into any of the private courses here?
Not yet. No, we don't have anything in lined up in Hawaii yet, but we're certainly it's on our radar screen.
Okay,
but you know, just over time, we worked on developing the society for 2 years before we launched it. And one of the smartest things we did was solicit the support of some of private golf's well-known icons, guys like Ernie Ransom, who's the past chairman of Pine Valley, and, you know, career amateur players like Kelly Miller and David Abel, and guys that have won club championships at the very best clubs like Pine Valley and Shinnecock and Seminole. And when you surround yourself with people like that, it certainly makes putting the society together a lot easier, because you get the support of their friends and the people that they've been associated with, and over time you benefit from that network. You know,
yes.
As we all know, golf is really just one degree of separation.
Yes. Okay. So when I was looking at guest policies for the sanctuary, it says day guests may play, as you know, certain two times a month, one time per month, depending on what time of year it is, two times a month, four times a month in May through October. Is that with a guest? Do they have to be accompanied by a member?
Well, we're talking about two different things. You know, the Sanctuary Golf Club is just, you know, one of the sort of premier clubs.
Yes.
We're here as, you know, invited guests. That's not part of the OC, but we do, you know, if we have a nice network of people that we know, and if we wanted to introduce it here, we certainly could.
Okay.
One of the things we focused on is just architecturally significant golf courses.
Okay, so your being at the Sanctuary doesn't have anything to do with the Outpost Club?
No, that's correct.
You know, Michael doesn't give me a lot of background. It's a beautiful place. I'm so glad that I got to see it. And now let's talk about what clubs are available to people, and how do you join the Outpost Club, and how do you find out which courses are open, what privileges come with membership?
Yeah, the Outpost Club is like I said, is a golf society. With the way we introduce it is through word of mouth, and you have to be invited to join. And if you'd like to, you know, get information on it, you can obviously go to our website, and then there's an email address there that you can send. You can send us it's info@outpostclub.com. And if you had any questions, obviously we would send you back information on it. And then you get sponsored and you get invited, much like you would at any other private club in the United States. So it's
right.
Same sort of process.
Ah, okay. And then the Outpost Club has agreements with different private clubs around the country.
That's correct. Yeah, we currently have agreements with sort of 50 of the top 100 courses around the country that have aligned with us. And basically, almost all private clubs have a bit of unused capacity. So,
especially in this economy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is that if you ask any private club, the one thing that is really important to them is knowing who's on their golf course. So what we do is we have a very strict vetting process. So we make sure that the people that we invite to join the Outpost understand private club culture and understand how that works. So, and that was really important to guys like Ernie Ransom. So we got involved with Eden Foster, who's the head professional at Maidstone and at Calusa Pines, and we got Adam Mahala from Somerset Hills in New Jersey, a great Tillinghast course, and put together a sort of a membership selection committee, and we monthly review every candidate, and then, you know, if we feel the candidate passes the test, we invite them for membership.
Excellent. So if you want to find out more, it's outpostclub.com, and you can find the way to apply.
And absolutely.
You're not going to get guaranteed acceptance, but you can then apply. Now, you have, in addition to the courses that are in right now, you are going to add more, and you also have events on the club calendar that people can go to?
Yeah, we have a wonderful event schedule, over 40 events all over the world, actually. We have an upcoming event in Argentina, playing
Ooh.
The Argentina Invitational during Carnival Week, which is going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We have matches in England and in Ireland already booked. So there's a lot of exciting stuff, including, you know, matches. We have a two-day Met Open at Quaker Ridge and at Ridgewood and Stanwich in New York. So there's some wonderful historic clubs represented.
Isn't Nancy Lopez a member?
No, Amy Alcott.
Amy Alcott, sorry.
How's Michael holding up?
Michael's doing wonderful. Yeah, he's looking good. He's a charming self, and he's a great ambassador for the game, as you know. He's doing very well here at Sanctuary, by the way.
I love his book. You know, Michael, I tried to order your book to invite yourself to the party.
Yeah, I sent you a copy, though, didn't I?
No.
Yes, I did.
Well, it hasn't arrived.
The publicist was supposed to send you a copy. Yes. Now I'm mortified.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
It's sold out on Amazon, but we're restocked.
It is. That's exactly what I was getting to. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I haven't talked to you, but 2 weeks ago I invited myself to the party again, and I was on the launch of the Disney Dream brand-new cruise ship out of Port Canaveral, and I got to meet Jennifer Hudson, the Academy Award-winning actress, which was
uh-huh.
really cool.
She's trimmed down, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's on the Weight Watchers commercial.
Yeah,
too.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
She always was gorgeous.
I think so, too. I think she was great. And that was a real gas for me. And I also met the CEO of the Disney Corporation, Bob Iger, on board. And
amazing.
Whoopi Goldberg was there. And also,
Whoopi was there.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did you get to talk to Whoopi?
I did not talk. I only talked to Bob Iger and Jennifer Hudson. And, the guy from Full House, John Stamos, was on board.
Oh, that
was
Yeah. Well, how did you invite yourself to that party?
Well, they were bringing media on board so that we could see this brand new, amazing Disney cruise ship, which is state of the art. And but while I was on board, you know, I got weak-kneed at the thought of meeting Jennifer Hudson. That was so exciting. And she passed me in the hallway, and I blew it the first time around. I choked. I let her walk right by, and I didn't know what to say. And then the second time, when I did get a chance, I made sure that I got a picture, and she was very sweet, and we had a nice chance to talk. And then last week I was in Vail and Beaver Creek, and that was a lot of fun. And so I've been on the move. I've been traveling a lot lately, and I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my!
Be sure to call you from there.
How do you do a radio show on the Michigan State Radio Network? With that's on what? I don't know, 19 radio stations.
Yeah.
So how do you do it when you're traveling like this?
Oh, we have, you know, just like you do. You're on the road a lot, too. I heard you from the Skins game and that sort of thing. We just connect through the phone lines. And it works pretty good in Ireland because it's a five-hour time difference, so I don't have to get up so early. And, you know, I can even have a pint before we get started.
We're going to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I'm talking with Quentin Lutz, the GM of the Outpost Club, and Michael Patrick Shields, author extraordinaire. Invite yourself to the party. And, Quentin, the reason I asked you how is Michael holding up is because of those couple of pints that he likes to have. And knowing what time it is where you guys are, he may have already started.
Oh, yeah. No, we decided to wait till after the radio interview.
Why don't we, let's give away some Callaway Golf Tour Eyes, a couple of sleeves, to the 18th caller. It's always fun to do this. The number is 808-296-5467, and you cannot have won in the last 6 months, because we like to give everybody a chance, as we say in Hawaii. So the number is 808-296-5467. If you are the 18th caller, I will send these to you. I just sent the last batch out. I was late. I apologize. But they are going to be in your... They should be priority mail. They come rather quickly. Now, Michael, is there a section in your book? Quentin, I have to ask this before I ask
sure.
you. Quentin, I want you to get ready for this. I'm going to ask you for tips. You've been in the architectural business. You're also in the marketing business. And I have to read this from your website. It's beautifully put. But Michael, do you have a section on how to approach Jennifer Hudson in your book, Invite Yourself to the Party?
Yeah, there's a story in there about the time that I met Morgan Fairchild, and I got my picture with her, and I was so nervous that I looked down and I was wearing two different loafers. Poor woman, she must have thought I was a maniac.
Well, you are.
Mr.
You know?
Smooth, right?
Yes. Next year, can you come back for the Skins?
Oh, I would love to. I was watching it on television and thinking about what a great time that is there at Kanapali, and I'd really like to put that back on the calendar. Maybe by then, Mr. Quentin Lutz will have an Outpost Club in Hawaii for his network. Which one would you like, Quentin?
You could go with King Kamehameha. King Kamehameha is on Maui. See, the reason I say it's on Maui, and it's right near Kanapali. Not far from Kanapali, it's right around the trip. And it has this Frank Lloyd Wright clubhouse that was actually, yes, it was designed for Marilyn Monroe. He made it for her.
Oh, yeah. It was closed down for a while, wasn't it?
Yes, but it's now a private club. And you should get in touch with Rick Costello.
Okay. Sounds very interesting.
Absolutely.
The other one I like is Nanea, which is a beautiful one.
Oh, that's on the Big Island. Absolutely. Yep. See, but I can't. Michael, I got to get Michael to Maui for the Kanapali Skins.
Oh, perfect. And
see, that's my whole idea there. And the clubhouse is so awesome. The Outpost Club. The Outpost Club is this invitation-only national membership club dedicated to providing extraordinary private club golfing experiences for its members and guests. Our mission is to cultivate a thriving club that signifies the best of private golf where the golf course design is compelling, the accommodations are practical, the food is comforting, and the experience is always memorable. Above all else, the Outpost Club will allow members and guests the opportunity to relax and spend quality time with one another. My gosh, did you write that?
Well, you we're
I sure didn't.
we're fortunate that we have a writer amongst us. So the Colin Sheehan, who wrote the book on the amateur game, is actually one of my partners. He's also the Yale University golf coach, and he wrote that.
He's a golfer and a writer. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a tip for us before I say I get the tip, because we're almost out of time?
Sure.
Is it Shimoboku? Ryan, I've got your phone number, and you'll tell me if I've mispronounced your name, but you probably don't care. You've just won Callaway Tour Eyes. Congratulations for being the 18th caller. Love it. We'll be in touch with you right after the show. Okay, Danielle, shut up. Quentin, what is your tip?
What is my tip for the listeners?
For the golfer, yes. If I'm going to go on, and you know the architecture of a golf course. You play golf.
Absolutely.
So let's take the short game, and I'm in the rough, and I'm really close to the
green. You're going to ask him for a golf tip?
Yes, yes.
That's called malpractice.
No.
Ask him how to get on Augusta National, since he played the Masters course.
Okay, at Cutter, okay, the rough is really thick, and you'd normally putt from the fringe, but you can't, okay? You've got to chip from the fringe there, okay? So what's your suggestion?
Well, you know, it just as fate would have it, I was with Michael Kernicke last, who wrote the short game for Dummies with Michael Patrick, as you might recall.
Yes.
And I was with him last week, and he did a little short game clinic for us. So I'm actually I've got some good guidance here. And I would say one of the things that he kept reiterating was to remember a lot of amateur players leave their weight on their back foot with their wedge game and their short game, and he just kept reiterating the fact that you need to make sure that you keep your weight forward on the short chips, because it helps you get through the ball and it helps you control the distance a lot better. So that would be my parting tip.
Excellent, Quentin Lutz, GM of the Outpost Club. If you'd like to, you know, apply to become a member, just go to outpostclub.com. Michael Patrick Shields will be talking from Ireland.
You betcha, yes. And then I'm hoping to get to Cuba this spring too.
Oh, Cuba!
We'd like to invite you down to the Sanctuary Golf Club too, if you get the chance.
I would love
on Sanibel Island. Yeah, I think
you would love. Thank you so much. It would be my pleasure. Thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on the show. I have to wrap it up and thank our sponsors. Thanks for being on the Golf Club.
Aloha.
And thank you for making the golf show possible that we do every week. The Golf Club, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, commercial kitchen design, and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. What more can you ask for? Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy. Okay, if you are recovering from an injury, you got into an automobile accident, or maybe you just had hip replacement surgery, knee replacement, who knows what. You know, you hurt yourself playing. You need to get put back together again. Go see Julie Moon. Moon Physical Therapy. They have this awesome, endless tool that will make you feel so good. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results, and I want to thank them. Julie does the therapy warm-up tips that we have on the show. Those are great tips. Hoi Pu Golf Course, call 742-8711 for the special values and the packages. Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether you need protection or you'd like to join the Star Team. It's Star Protection. Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com, and you can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together.